Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, It's Football, Not Soccer. I'm your host, Atharva Ranjan. I'm joined here today with Sparsh, Atharva Bapar, Kevin, Amit, and new addition to our team, Pranav, who is an Atletico fan. Today's topic is going to be the PL and the end of season awards. So, first off, we've got to obviously address the fact that City have become champions for the third time in 4 years. And they currently have a 13-point lead up at the top. So, Atharva Bapat and Kevin, what are your views?
Well, really thrilled about the title win. Third in 4 years, it's an incredible achievement, and there's still more to achieve this season. The season didn't start off the best possible manner. We had like 16 points from 11 games or something like that. And then Pep turned it around, and it's turned out to be an incredible season, and we're in the Champions League final as well. So, yeah, really happy with the season.
Yeah, same for me. What a season it's been. Champions League final, Carabao Cup winners, Premier League winners. We have the treble almost in our sights, the treble, which is what City fans will call it. But yeah, the season started off poorly. And Pep has somehow managed to turn it around with the help of course, Ruben Dias. What a signing he's been. Unbelievable at the back. Transformed our defense, which has been leaky for the past few seasons. And we've become a team which doesn't score a lot, but also doesn't concede a lot, and which is a true sign of champion.
Alright, so let's just get to the awards straight up. First off, the best player of the year, let's start with Sparsh. Sparsh, what are your thoughts about this? Who do you think is the contender?
First off, I want to congratulate Kevin and Atharva Bapat for winning the title. I mean, City for winning the title, because it's been an incredible season for them. And United, my team, Manchester United, they gave a good fight, but they kind of bottled it at the end by losing to Sheffield and all of those those small teams with which we should have won those games. But Bruno Fernandes, I think he's supposed to be the best player of the year for me, because he has taken a United team from a top four race last year to almost a title contender. They are second this season now, and I think it's all because of Bruno Fernandes. He has scored the most goals for a midfielder. He surpassed Frank Lampard's record, which is saying something. And he has been unbelievable. I'll go with Bruno Fernandes.
All right. Amit, what do you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, I need to congratulate City on the title race, but I can't be too nice to them because of them in the finals.
All right. So what's your pick, Amit?
Yeah, I was getting to that. My player of the season is probably every City fan's player of the season, Ruben Dias. Insane player, insane defender. He's almost boring because he's like solid. But yeah, Bruno is a very close second, as Sparsh said. He is amazing. His goals and assists this season really taking United to... I don't think saying like the next level is accurate, but definitely a much, much better team from where they were last season.
All right. Pranav, what's your pick?
My pick, I mean, I can't believe no one said this up till now, even as a good shout. I think it's going to be Harry Kane, because first of all, he's just scored another goal. So that's 22 goals and 13 assists. 22 goals, that puts him on the top of the scoring list, and 13 assists is the most of the season. And he's only scored 4 penalties, whereas you guys have picked Bruno Fernandes. I'm not dissing him or anything. He scored 9 penalties out of those 18 goals. Harry Kane this season has shown us that he's unlocked a completely new dimension to his game. 13 assists for where he plays in his position, it's a lot. So that's why I think Harry Kane would be the player. I mean, for me, he should be. But I actually think it would be Bruno Fernandes because of the impact he's had on the team. Tottenham are sitting, I think, 7th at the table, so that's why they might not give it to him. But personally, for me, it should be Harry Kane.
Actually, I would agree with Pranav that, yeah, Harry Kane is a good shout for it. Even Ruben Diaz is, because he, like, although Pep spent, 1.2 billion over these few years, whatever it is, he spent a lot of amount of money on that. Now, and so I just think that a 160 million signing was all you needed all this time just to, like, you know, win the championship and reach the UCL final. So maybe I'd put him at number two, but number one has to be Bruno. The impact he's had, the way he's been playing, he's the center of Manchester United. Everything is around him. Everything is centered around Bruno. He passes it. Everything is according to his gameplay. And this is his first full season, and he's already won, like, I think, 3 Player of this Player of the Month awards, right?
Yes, so,
yeah, 3. So it's got to be Bruno for me. Bapat, what do you think?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, got to be Ruben Diaz. I mean, the impact he's had coming from the Portuguese league. Some people might have doubted him whether he can adjust quickly, but he's proved all of them wrong. Improved that City defense like anything. And the most important thing that I would like to highlight is he's improved John Stones, who was a part of the team, and he's being left out on each and every match, and he's just taken his game on the next level. And the partnership they formed this season is what won City the title, definitely.
Yeah, well, obviously, I'm also going to say Ruben Diaz. It's been an incredible signing this season. I think it's the best signing of the season. And he has completely turned our season around, and his impact has been incredible. It's not just the on-the-pitch impact, even off the field, we can see how much the players respect him, despite the fact that he's one of the younger members of the squad. He's completely revolutionized the way we play, how our defense performs in big games. We don't have that element of panic anymore. Even when we go behind, we're so calm and collected, and we always find a way to come back. And I think it's largely down to Diaz's impact. So yeah, I would pick him for my Player of the Year award.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add to Pranav's comment about Bruno scoring penalties. It's not about the penalties, why I picked him for the Best Player of the Season award. Because as Ranjan said, that the impact he has on the team, the mentality which he has brought, like Ronaldo, I'll say, the mentality which he has brought to this bottle side of a United team has been immense. That's the main reason which I said.
Yeah, Spurs, I agree with you, totally right. Here's the thing. I like Ruben Diaz, and the thing is that I'd call him my signing of the year in place of anything else. He is a contender for Player of the Year, but he'd be my signing of the year, not the Player of the Year. Instead, I'll have Bruno, and honestly, the best part of Ruben Diaz was the day when he pulled Zinchenko in the wall.
Yeah.
Like, when he was lying down, he just pulled it. I knew that was over. That was the day City was going to win. That's when City won the title. That's the day it was over for me. Okay, so signing of the season, as I said, what does everybody else think? Sparsh?
Signing of the season, I'll have to agree with most of you all. I think Ruben Diaz, we should add that he had three votes. Bruno Fernandes had 2, and Pranav obviously voted for Harry Kane. So I think Ruben Diaz won the last award. And about this best signing, Ruben Diaz has to be it. The others have already explained how instrumental he has been for the team, so I don't need to add much to that.
Amit?
Okay, so yeah, there's been a lot of decent signings this season, and there's been a fair few flops as well. I'd say for the effect that he's had, Ollie Watkins at Villa seems like a really like top signing. His work rate, he scored a fair few goals. Villa desperately needed a good striker, someone who could do everything for them. And I feel like it isn't someone who'd get the shout for being the best signing, but I do feel like his impact is immense.
Randa, what do you think?
For me, for this one, I'll have to go for Ruben Dias because, again, as everyone has mentioned, the effect that he's had on the defense, on the team actually as a whole, like, it's been unbelievable. In the start of the year, if you would have told me that City are not only going to win the Premier League but reach the UCL final as well, I wouldn't believe you. But after the signing of Ruben Dias, he just completely changed the defense. I still remember that game where City lost 5-2 to Leicester at home. And I mean, Ruben Dias wasn't part of that game, but he came after that and he's just been absolutely amazing. I believe they've only conceded around 29 goals in the entire season, which is insane. So yeah, it's going to be Ruben Dias for me.
I'm guessing Bapad and Kevin are going to say Ruben Dias too, so...
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I've already heaped a lot of praise on him. Yeah, he's been an incredible signing. Probably could go down as one of our best signings in history if he goes and does more incredible things. So yeah, definitely.
He's the company replacement for us, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would also like to give a shout to Thomas Suchek. He's been amazing for West Ham. Came from the Czech League and has been a rock in their midfield alongside Declan Rice. Completely transformed their team. He's also scored a lot of goals, which is quite surprising for a defensive midfielder, and really has, you know, uplifted the morale of the team and has taken them from 17th place to now fighting for the top four, which I think is a great achievement.
Another shout I think would be Martinez, Emiliano Martinez, because he was signed from Arsenal to Villa, and he's been a, like, as we all FPL fanatics know, everybody's had him all this time because he's just been immense at the back. He's always making saves for Villa, and yeah, they've actually bumped up their game pretty well just after almost getting relegated last season.
Yeah, I'd also give a shout to Edouard Mendy. He's been a reason, one of why Chelsea have been so good. I don't think they would have reached the UCL final or the FA Cup final with Kepa in goal. So yeah, definitely he deserves a shout in this category.
I can't imagine getting to top four with Kepa in goal. UCL finals are like a big deal. Yeah, I was also going to mention Diogo Jota because he hasn't played a lot, but whenever he has, he's come in clutch for Liverpool, like whenever they need the goals. I gave Ruben Dias my best player of the season. That's why I felt weird for giving him signing of the season as well, but he truly deserves it.
All right, so we'll move on to manager of the year. Amit, what do you think?
Thomas Tuchel, obviously. No, I'm kidding. If he had a full season, maybe, but I think we have to give it to Pep for like what he has done. City is defensively solid now, something that has bothered their defense is something that has bothered them for the past few years. And he has like made that team putting like using Cancelo in like this unique position where he like plays in the midfield, plays right back, plays left back. It's all very solid. So I'll give it to Pep. He deserves it.
Spash, go on.
I think that we can all agree that Pep is going to be the first choice for everyone. So except Pep, I would like to say that two managers who have transformed the team from being a mid-table or a championship side to a top four around to challenge the Champions League and the Europa League spots, which is West Ham's manager David Moyes and Leeds manager Marcelo Bielsa, because both of them have done a fantastic job to being where they are at right now, but I have to give it to them.
Kevin?
Yeah, my choice would be Pep as well. He's turned the season around. He changed his tactics midway through the season. And his answer is one of his main critics that he's not flexible enough to survive for a long time in the Premier League. But yeah, I'd also give a lot of credit to David Moyes for what he's done at West Ham. Last season, they were in a relegation scrap. And now they are challenging in a way for top four, and they could still get a Europa League spot. So, yeah, he deserves a lot of credit. So does Brendan Rodgers, to be fair. He also has done a great job. He's on third place. He should be able to secure top four, and recently won the FA Cup as well. It's an incredible achievement for Leicester City.
Bappert?
Yeah, it's Pep for me, no doubt at all. The manager, he is tactically astute, flexible with his players, has great relationships with his players, obviously. And the way he's played with a false nine this season, I think, is a really difficult job to do, because we've had Aguero and Jesus not performing for the season. And in the past seasons, Aguero was our front man and he used to score a lot of goals, which is why I think we've seen the dip in goals scored this season. But he still managed to overcome that and obviously transformed the defense, which was a bit lacking in past season. So I think credit has to be given to him. People say he spent a lot of money. It is true, but you should know how to use that money, right? And I think he knows that. And he got the manager.
Okay, Pranav, what do you think?
So the thing is, I'd want to give it to David Moyes or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but deep down, even I know that's going to be Pep, because not only has he adapted well and like he's shown he's been flexible in everything, like the tactics and the teams that he squad rotation and all that, but there's been a trend. It's the trend that whoever wins the Premier League, the manager always gets it. And like giving it to David Moyes would be like if we would have given it to Chris Wilder last year for his finishing ninth at Sheffield United. So I believe it's going to be Pep.
I actually agree. It kind of literally stole the words from my mouth. I had the exact same thing. It has to be either Moyes or Ole, but it's going to go to Pep because of how he did it after going from 8 points in 5 games to what he is currently. So yeah, it's got to be Pep. All right, now let's move to Young Player of the Year. I'm going to straight up say Foden. It's no doubt about that. I think everybody will agree with me too. So, Kevin?
Foden has been brilliant this season. He's been one of our star players. And he deserves the Young Player of the Year in my opinion. He has patiently waited for his time at City when everyone said he should go out on loan. But Pep has handled it very well. He's nurtured him perfectly. And now he's one of our best players. He's one of the first names on the team sheet. And the way he just moves on the pitch, the way he just controls the ball, it's almost like watching a Spanish player. You know what I mean? Like, English players don't actually have this tactic, I can't explain it. It's that elegance on the ball. English players are not usually like that. Spanish players usually are. So yeah, it's definitely Foden for Young Player of the Year.
Spursh, what do you think?
For me, it would be between Foden and Mason Greenwood. Because Mason Greenwood has... at the start of the season, he wasn't being played much. And he had a dip of form because of a difficult summer in which his close friend committed suicide. But he kept his head down, Ole guided him, and now he is giving a lot of returns. Now I think he's the best player of United as of this moment, in form. And and this moment is supposed to be the business end of the season. And if you participate well at this moment, it's going to be, obviously, you are going to be discussed about. So I think it would be between Greenwood and Foden. I'll have to say Foden because he's won the Premier League. He has had a much bigger impact than Greenwood has on United. And they have also reached the Champions League final. So I'll say Foden.
Amit, what do you think?
Spurs just spoke about impact, and I think if we're talking about impact, I feel like this Chelsea side without Mason Mount is just flat. And I think all of us are giving Phil Foden the award, or at least think that he's like our favorite. And yes, he is really elegant. He's silky. Yeah, he's got the Spanish yeah, he's not an English player and he's amazing. But I feel like what Mason Mount does for Chelsea, he presses, he creates, he's brilliant on the turn. I feel like Mason Mount is more important to Chelsea as compared to like Phil Foden is to City in a way, despite Foden being a better player, if that makes any sense. So yeah, I feel like Mason Mount deserves a shout.
Okay, Pranav, what do you think?
I mean, there's been quite a lot of good talent this year. Like, when you look at the stalwart Iniesta or Mason Mount, you have Emil Smith Rowe at Arsenal, Bakayoko Saka at Arsenal. But I'll actually have to agree with Amit over here and give it to Mount, because I've seen him play this year as well as last year. Last year, I think people wrote him off way too quickly. And he's been exceptional, actually. And just like Amit said, that he's more important to this Chelsea side than Foden is to the City side. So yeah, it's going to be Mason Mount for me.
Yeah, and adding on to Pranav's point, what happened last season was all these, like, Chelsea was playing a very young squad and Mason Mount was amazing initially, but his form tailed off. And I feel like this season he has like maintained that level consistently, and he's vital. So yeah.
All right, Bapat.
Yeah, I would like to nominate Foden, because this season I think he's taken up more responsibility because of David Silva's absence. Obviously, he has been mentored by such brilliant players that he's grown to be an amazing player now, and. His impact has also grown on City, the way they play. I would also say that he's been playing out of position, in my opinion, because he's a attacking midfielder primarily, but he's been playing on the left wing. So I think that shows his adaptability, which is a huge asset to the City team, because the whole team is around, you know, switching positions and making yourself flexible and playing the ball around quickly. So I think that's a huge testament to his ability. You got to be Foden for me, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to move on to the next award. Most Improved Player. Bapat, let's come back to you first.
Most Improved Player. I think we could say Gundogan, maybe. I don't think he has improved, but his goal scoring output has improved, is what I would like to say. Because in earlier seasons, he was that kind of deep-lying midfielder. But this season, due to KDB's absence, he had to take up more responsibility. And he did that brilliantly and has become or was the main goal scorer for us. And I think that's just an amazing quality that he has, to just push up from midfield and get that goal. And his finishing has also improved a lot this season. So, yeah, I would say Gundogan, probably.
For me, it's got to be Jesse Lingard. Straight up. Because that guy was like a liability at Manchester United. Nobody wanted to see him play, because he was just horrible whenever he started. But it's got to be Jesse for me. Kevin, what do you think?
I'm gonna give it to John Stones here. He was on the way out of the club last season. He was almost linked to. He was almost sold to Chelsea, I believe. He's put his head down. He's worked hard. He's had a lot of help from Diaz, I think. But a lot of credit goes to him as well. It's not easy to pick yourself up from that kind of a situation where you're not favored upon by the manager. And now he's part of our first choice centre back pairing, and he's displaced Aymeric Laporte, who used to be our best defender, and he's still a world class defender, and he has done a great job at reducing Laporte's game time, and has been brilliant this season.
Spursh, what do you think?
Did you ask me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll agree with you, Jesse Lingard. He is, he has to be the most improved player, because last season I didn't want him at all at United. I wanted him gone because of the performance which he was giving. He was really, really bad. He was worse than average, and this move to West Ham has just it has changed his career for the better, because now he has been an instrumental part for their top four race. So yeah, I'll go with Jesse Lingard.
Pranav, I mean, you guys have given actually really good shouts. Like, but for me, I think it would have to be Dominic Calvert-Lewin, because this season, I mean, ek point pe everyone had him in his in their FPL teams, I believe, because Dominic Calvert-Lewin like banging in goals every game. So I mean, he scored 21 this season, 16 in the league, and the most impressive thing is that this, out of the 16 that he scored, none of them were penalties. And he's even exceptional in the air, like a proper striker, something that Ancelotti has maybe converted him into. So yeah, I think this is going to be Dominic Calvert-Lewin for me.
Finally, Amit.
Yeah, I see that no one is giving Cancelo any shouts, but he's been brilliant this season after costing like £60 million and not being very great in the first season. But I'm tired of giving Manchester City players all these awards. I'll agree with Jesse Lingard because I think that he deserves this, and I don't want any City players winning any more awards. And but if I had to like choose my personal favorite, I'd say Luke Shaw, because he's become the best left back in the league. And yeah, I don't want to say average, but he clearly was, his level this season has like elevated leaps and bounds. So yeah, I'll go to Luke Shaw, best left back in the league, and definitely starting for England. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, but yeah, we all forgot about Luke Shaw, and the fact that he's currently, in a lot of our opinion, the best left back in England right now. And I totally forgot about that. We all forgot about it. But yeah, Luke Shaw is also a huge shout.
Yeah, now, I was a bit surprised that Parsh and Ranjan didn't go for Luke Shaw, because if there's one player I'd take from United, it'd be Luke Shaw, honestly speaking. Because I need the left back is the position that City need, and Luke Shaw is a player like who has really impressed me this season.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. I was like waiting for both of you to say Luke Shaw so that I could say Jesse Lingard, but well, it didn't go as planned. And I think Zinchenko has been pretty decent this season. He's been rather underrated, I'd say. So
yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to Iheanacho. What a season he's had. Banging goals for fun. Every single game you see him score now. And it's just incredible. The past few seasons he's not even starting. He's not even in the first 11 for Leicester. And all of a sudden in the second half of the season, he's just, you know, he's completely transformed the goal scoring of Leicester City. And I think you've got to give credit to him. Definitely a shout.
All right. Most improved team. There are a lot of contenders for this, because I think in this time in the Premier League, they've been almost every team. Almost. By almost, I mean Arsenal. Almost every team has outperformed themselves and actually done a really good job. Manchester United. Let's West Ham, there's Leicester, there's Leeds, there are so many other teams. So Leeds obviously wouldn't count because they just got into the Premier League this season after being in the Championship. My pick would have to be either United, third to second. I know overall it's like in numbers it's not a big deal, but otherwise it'd be United. Amit, what do you think?
We've waxed lyrical about David Moyes, and he's been amazing this year. I feel like the only like shade of doubt I have is that West Ham might slip off again next season, like Sheffield did this year. But we're living in the present. I'm going to give it to West Ham. They're in contention for Champions League if Chelsea and Liverpool slip up, and they can still get into the Europa League.
Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say West Ham, but I fear that because the season has not been over yet. There are still two games to play and they can still drop out. And they can still lose those two games. So I would just say Manchester United, my team, because from third to second, as you said, that the jump is not that high. But at one point of the season, we were actually on the top of the season. I mean, that sounds pretty lame, but we were proper title challengers for the 25th game week at that point of time, where we actually bottled it. But to even get at that level, I'll say that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's done an amazing job.
Bapat, what do you think?
Between West Ham United and Aston Villa for me, because both of them were relegation contenders last season. Look at them now. So between the both of them, I'd probably say Aston Villa, because they looked terrible last season. There was nothing that I saw in that team that made me say, okay, they're going to stay in the Premier League. And Jack Grealish has been the main reason behind that. I'm surprised no one said Jack Grealish for player of the season, because he's been absolutely brilliant. The way he's just carried that team is just amazing. And he's also broken into the England national team. And that just speaks levels about how he has improved the team this season. I think defensively as well, now that Martinez has come in and they have a stable back four ahead of him, I think that is also one of the key reasons.
Kevin?
Yeah, I would have given it to West Ham a couple of weeks back, but since then they've had a bit of a dip in form and they now sit seventh in the table and they could still get the Europa League spot. But at one point you would have said that they could have secured Champions League. It does look a bit unlikely. It could still happen, but I'm going to give it to Leicester here because it's been an incredible season for them. They've won the FA Cup and they look odds on to secure that third spot in the league. And last season also they were in the top four, but then they bottled it towards the end. And yeah, they won the FA Cup, which is an incredible achievement. As I said before, their owner actually suffered a tragic fate a couple of years back. So his son is now the new owner, and you could see how much the trophy meant to him as a club. It was a really wholesome moment to see them lift the trophy.
Right. I totally agree. Pranav, finally.
For me, it's going to have to be West Ham. Actually, I was even considering Manchester United, but because you see, the kind of club Manchester United is, they are where they should be. They should be at second place. And West Ham, when you look at them, they're in fifth position, which is sixth, I believe, which is actually amazing. And I mean, they won't finish in the Champions League, according to me, because of the draw against Brighton. But when you look at the team that was there last year, the manager that was there last year, they finished 14th last year, and now they're sitting on sixth position. The signings that they've made are actually, it's amazing. Somehow they've managed to get good recruitment policy. Sold Sebastian Haller, got in Jesse Lingard, got in Thomas Suchek, got in, so they got in quite good players. So yeah, it's going to be West Ham for me.
All right. I'm going to move on to the flop signing of the season, or like the signing who probably you guys, we all had expectations, but it didn't work out. Kevin?
I want to go out on a limb and say Nathan Ake here, but he's been injured basically. It's not much he could have done about this season, that it didn't go his way, let's be honest here. He would have expected to play a much bigger part in this season, but he got injured somewhere during December and he's been out for like 4-5 months, and he's struggled to get his find his way into the team. So yeah, I'd say Nathan Ake, although it's a bit harsh on him.
Atharva Bapat.
Do you want the flop of the season or flop signing of the season?
Flop signing actually is what I was looking for. Because
For flop signing, it could be one of the Chelsea boys, I would say. Because there are a lot of contenders for that. Havertz. Werner, I wouldn't say that much, because he has actually performed despite all the, you know, hate that he gets. So it's between Havertz and maybe Ziyech for me. because both of them had huge, everyone had huge expectations for them, came off the back of really good seasons for their clubs, and just haven't hit those heights.
Yeah, I actually agree with Bappert. It's got to be probably one of the Chelsea players. No, like no certain attack. It's not because I'm a United fan or anything, but it just, it hasn't worked out for them. Yeah, Tuchel came in, did some job, but you spent 200 million on a setup and then you do all of this. It just, it pissed me off. Maybe Havertz also started doing well later, but it's got to be some one of the players from Chelsea. Ziyech would be my main choice because one good game he had. After that, I didn't see him do that great. Amit, you're the Chelsea fan.
Yeah. I'm the one who's going to hate on the players that play for the club I support. Wow. Thiago Silva and Chilwell have been pretty good signings, I would say. But I hated on Werner last time. He went on to miss absolute sitters for the next few months. Ziyech, as you said, played one good game, just fizzled out. I don't know what happened. I thought he would hit the ground running. Havertz has been doing better as of late, so I guess I shouldn't like throw too much shade on him right now. But like, he's up there. The three of them have been terrible, man. It's disappointing. The things that we could have done with the team that we have, yeah, and where we are. I mean, we still are in a UCL final, but it's that being there is something that was expected of us when we started the season. The fact that we are here now after all the dips in form and after all these terrible signings is what makes it a big deal. So, yeah.
Spash?
Yeah, I'll say the flop signing of the season would be Tony van de Beek. I mean, he has been completely forgotten by everyone. That's how flop he has been. And I'll say that he has not been played yet enough by Ole, but and he chooses to play Fred and Scott McTominay over Van de Beek, which always surprises me.
Spurs calling him the flop signing of the season, I won't call it that. He just hasn't got the chances that he deserves. We could have given him some time, would have probably worked out. He didn't get those chances that he needed. And it will work out. I actually think he's going to be a major help for us later on when Ole finally understands that McFred does not work at the back. Pranav, what do you think? Who are your picks?
So, I'm not going to choose a Chelsea player over here because, I mean, all the players that they signed came from different leagues, like from the Bundesliga or the French League or whatever. That's why it takes time to adapt to a league, right? So, I'm going to choose a player who's actually been playing in the Premier League for quite a lot of time. He's playing at Arsenal right now and he goes by the name of Willian. I mean, he might have fooled us all by giving two assists against Fulham and then that was it. After that, he hasn't played good. He picks up 120k per week for, I don't know, for what joy. Arsenal had to sell, I mean, I don't know how many workers just to afford his wage. Poorly run club, a very bad signing. Should go down as the worst signing in the history of the Premier League. And I mean, I just read a report today morning that said that he's going to leave with David Luiz today. That's crazy. I mean, they should do that, but it's terrible signing, terrible.
I actually agree with that fact, man. Amit, yeah, you have something to say?
Yeah, Willian came over from Chelsea and getting him off was just like, just knowing that he'd leave was like the biggest relief ever, man. And then he goes to Arsenal, gets like a hat-trick of assists in the first game, and you're like, why is he playing well for them now after doing nothing here for like seven, eight years? And then it just went to, forgive me for my language, but it went to shit, man. And I'm kind of glad it did because he wasn't a very loved person at the club. And again, I agree with your point with about Van de Beek because there's no way you can say that Fred is a better player than Donny Van de Beek. So I feel like his game time will increase as the years roll by and I feel like he is a much better player.
All right, Kevin? You have something
I don't know how we've all not mentioned this person, but Thiago for Liverpool has been a massive disappointment. I mean, he's simply not the player we've seen at Bayern. He gives away needless fouls. He gives away possession. Goes in recklessly for tackles. And it's fair to say Liverpool expected a lot more from him when they signed him from the reigning European champions at that point.
I don't think so. That's actually the case here, because Thiago, even when he was at Bayern, he wasn't the one who's giving all the assists or scoring the goals. More about what he brings to the team was completely different. I believe Liverpool fans expected a bit too much from him. Like, he was going to just come in, settle, like, going to be a game player, but he's more of become of a squad player for them as of now. So I don't think Thiago would be my flop of the season, but I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, so.
I'll actually support Pranav here, because Thiago has never been a player to, like, lay off, like, assists or goals in double digits. And what he does is, like, keep the play going cross around, and he does it well. And I feel like if he had someone like Fabinho beside him in the midfield for a fair bit of the season, he would have done much better, because at Bayern, he had people like Kimmich and, like, Leon Goretzka was an absolute tank of a player, like, doing all the hard work, because that makes it sound like he's a luxury player, but, like, putting in all the challenges and stuff for him. I do feel like his output with goals and assists, he got his first goal recently, has dropped, but I wouldn't say it's been terrible. Like, I wouldn't consider him a flop.
All right, let's finish up with the last segment. The most degraded player. This is not the flop signing. This is the flop player just overall. Like, a person who has been here for a longer time, but just wasn't up to the mark. Kevin, you have any idea?
I am going to go with Manchester United's Anthony Martial. And I think even the United fans will agree with me here. He had a brilliant last season, and he impressed a lot of people. And this season, he was expected to do pretty much the same. And he has really hasn't done all that great. I could even say Sterling, he also hasn't been anywhere near that good as his previous seasons. So yeah, I'm going to go with Martial here.
Sparsh, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, so speaking of United, okay, Martial has not been that good. I agree. What about Phil Jones? Phil Jones. He has been magically injured for the most of the season, because he is not even good enough to play. So Ollie always keeps saying that he's injured, he's going to get back in his press conferences. This player earns 100k a week at United, and he is injured for, I think, it's been 2 years he has been injured. I don't know what injury he is going through, but yeah, that is, I can't think of anyone else who earns 100k a week and is injured. So Phil Jones it is.
Okay, Amit, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to throw some, like, I'm going to hate on a club here, and I feel like Tottenham as a whole have been an absolute disappointment this season, especially Mourinho. He every time he, as of late at least, he's an incredible manager, incredible accolades, but, like, as of late, he goes, he gets a haircut, everyone's happy, he's all, like, chill with the reporters, and then you start losing a few games and he's like, the players here are crap. And I feel like Tottenham as a whole, sacking him a week before the Carabao Cup final, it's been an absolute, Tottenham has been in shambles this season, really.
Yeah, so what do you think is the, sorry for interrupting, but what do you think is the worst, like, the worst player?
The worst player this season? Yeah. So in my opinion, the worst player this season has been Willian for the 10, like, everything they, he just hasn't done anything for them. It has had like a null effect on everything the club wants to do and wants to be. And as Pranav said earlier, he's on insane wages as well, and he does absolutely nothing for them. So Willian.
Bapat, what's your pick?
It's got to be Aubameyang for me. He scored 22 goals for the last two seasons running. And this season, he has, I think, 10 goals for the whole season, which is just I don't know how it's happened. It's probably a confidence thing for him, because it's just not clicked for him this season. He ended the last season with a bang, with some amazing goals in the FA Cup semi-final and final. And this season has just not happened for him. In front of goal, he just looked lackluster, a shadow of his former self. And he is the talisman of Arsenal. And as he is not performing, Arsenal haven't performed this season because they've not got the goals from Aubameyang. And obviously, he has been a great player for them, but unfortunately, not this season.
I don't think it's a confidence issue. I think it's an Arsenal issue, because each player of Arsenal has plummeted under Arteta. So yeah, that's that.
The thing with Arsenal is
Kevin, sorry, go on, please.
The thing with Arsenal is that Aubameyang is literally their captain, and he has not performed for them. They're dependent on their young players like Saka and Smith Rowe. And being a top side, you can't be dependent on your young players to get you out of trouble every time they're in a bad situation. So Aubameyang has really, really been a disappointment in that aspect.
Okay,
so one person did Tottenham, one person did Arsenal. Let's just do, Pranav, you just say Chelsea and let's attack all the London clubs.
Chelsea. And I mean, if you want to do all the London clubs, then somebody would have to say Fulham and West Ham, because even though come in Chelsea. All of those clubs come in London. But actually, the player I'm going to go for, I mean, somebody mentioned it before. Sorry, I forgot who said it, but it's again Anthony Martial. We've been waiting for a lot of time for him to be good, become the player that everyone wants him to be. But I believe that he's just what he is. Like, the United fans think of him like 50 million down the drain. Anthony Martial came from France. The English press gave him no chance. So that's it. It's going to be Anthony Martial for me. He doesn't even start games nowadays. He's that bad.
Oh, the hate.
Well, in his defense, Anthony Martial has been injured currently, but otherwise I agree, he's been my most degraded player. He's been just horrible. But yes, English press gave him no chance. So I'll just wrap it up now. Thank you everybody for joining. Thank you for everybody who's listening to us. Do spread the word around. It's football, not soccer. We love you all. Thank you again. Bye.